Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. Brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines. Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger. Right Fit, Wellness and Performance. We've got a great doubleheader today. Ann Marchetti, she's the principal of Marchetti Consulting and the consulting director of Forward DuPage. They're a leading health and wellness, anti-childhood and adult obesity wellness program. She's returning. And then Dave Liptak, he's the Midwest director, account manager of Hope Services, featuring podiatry and CBD products, and then the sports doctor and some of your emails. First, I want to welcome back Ann Marchetti again, who for over 25 years has been involved in all areas of health and well-being, children, youth, families, and communities, and I think is celebrating the 11th year of the great Forward organization. So, Ann, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Dr. Bob.
Give us a background, a quickie background on what you have been and what you're so presently involved in. You know, the two epidemics. You got the virus
Absolutely.
And obesity, and you're in the middle of it. So give us some background.
Sure. So for 11 years, we've been working to prevent and treat obesity. And we've been doing that through education and what we call policy, system, and environmental changes, making the healthy choice the easy choice for people. And we've evolved in our work from obesity prevention, because for a while people didn't want to talk about obesity, so we talked about healthy lifestyles, but it was the same issue. And now we're talking about building healthy immune systems, because with the COVID pandemic, what we're seeing is the two pandemics merging, obesity and COVID. And what we know is that people with obesity are at higher risk to develop severe illnesses from COVID. Actually, studies show that 12% of people who have an increased BMI rate by 1 point, each point that they go up, have an increase in 12% of having some more severe conditions due to COVID. So we want people to go back to the basics. We want them to know their BMI. We want them to get better sleep. We want them to reduce their stress. We want them to improve their nutrition, and we want them to get outside and move. And those are all things that you can do during a COVID pandemic.
So those are all things you could do, period. You know, again, the new medicine is really, again, eat smarter and keep moving. And for years, the sports doctor has featured the challenges of obesity, and particularly childhood obesity, and the fact all the problems, the hypertension, the diabetes, the other concerns, the overweight bullying, all involved with the childhood obesity world. And what hit us in the face in the past year was that the condition of obesity itself dramatically increased problems, even morbidity with the virus. And this even surprised a lot of medical people, and we've talked about it. And, you know, it's interesting. And, you know, I think when you first started with DuPage, I think we probably had you on the radio with Forward, and you were able to help put together these difficult communities to merge the school systems, which are key, the overall park district systems, which are key, you know, the health and wellness groups involving insurance and whatever. That's why I always said to you, I wondered how your sports psychology skills were, you know, trying to merge some of these different groups as far as paying attention to some of these programs. And you can't go wrong putting tremendous attention on health and wellness. Even words on the sports doctor that medicine couldn't spell 10 years ago, you know, words like mind body or mindfulness, and the is forward DuPage County, Illinois, located?
Yep. Forward is home in DuPage County, Illinois. And if you remember, when we got started, it was because a group of citizens came together and thought that they had an obesity problem. And here we are 11 years later. We've been holding steady and measuring BMI rates from the community. Yeah. And while our numbers have not gone up, we still have an obesity problem.
We're treading water. You know,
yes.
And we talked about it on the Sports Doctor for 25 years, give or take a few weeks. And we're still treading water when it comes
yep.
to the amount of adults who are dealing with overweight or obesity. You know, the only more frequent commercial on American television than diet programs are drugs. And these are the things that we're bombarded with every day. So the education, it's why I love to include people like yourself who've actually done something big about it, put together some of these different groups. I always felt, again, that in order to really tackle childhood and adult obesity, and childhood obesity leads to adult obesity, is the schools, is to get the cooperation of the schools who deal with all these millions of kids as you try to educate and change habits. And you've been able to have some good success with the school systems, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. The schools are sitting at the table. The superintendent of education is working with us in partnership. And what we're seeing from the merging of these two pandemics is it's created preventable deaths. Obesity and COVID are totally preventable deaths. And the perfect storm has shone a spotlight on our lower income minority at-risk populations that are disproportionately burdened with death and illness because of COVID and because of obesity and choice
well,
unhealthy
COVID
lifestyle.
Has, you know, yes, COVID is a killer, and there's no doubt about it. The fact that so many people don't have symptoms, the amazing thing about the coronavirus was the fact that 40% of individuals who were spreading it were not symptomatic. And it's still
right.
a gigantic challenge to be able to test. We've really, really aggressively come a long way. But there's definitely some big-time problems with the disease and the virus. But so many of the problems we've talked about for all these years and with you involved with Forward and your efforts were the tremendous challenge of just our lifestyle. And again,
exactly.
the importance of nutrition, the importance of activity, and the fact that when way back when there were school systems who were backing away from PT gym class, you know, we had to fight that battle. And I think that that's gone a long way. What's the website, Ann? People could find out all about Forward and what you're doing.
It's forwarddupage.org. And I want to tell you, Dr. Bob, we have introduced, as part of COVID and obesity, we've introduced a webinar series. So twice a month, we have webinars. They're targeted towards students, young people, community partners. We talk
yeah.
about obesity prevention. We talk about stress management. We talk about building a healthy immune system. We have
yes.
cooking demonstrations. And
yeah,
it's all free.
You got to talk about what's the best shoe to be in when you're talking about people being active. You want everybody to be active, and you got to pay attention to stuff. Diabetes and foot problems is monstrous in our society. And you know, diabetes. We used to call it adult onset diabetes, and then we turned around. There were so many children, even going back
yeah.
15 years, who the diabetes had to change the name. To deal with this problem. And diabetes is so many medical problems involved with that. So attention to the health and wellness and the idea of paying, you know, like you said, nutrition and activities, getting parents to be educated, getting the medical community involved. I'm going to talk more about that, everybody. You're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. sports podiatrist. If you want to go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back over almost 10 years. International, local, national guests, all sorts of different topics. Listen to whatever you like. I think before that we had Reel to Reel, maybe. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an array of stuff that we've written. We're very, very involved with Lower Extremity Review Magazine and the very exciting MVP Parent Magazine. We've got over 30,000 followers on Twitter. We have a lot of great sports medicine and health and wellness information I publish on Twitter. So you could follow us at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, talking Ann Marchetti, who is the director, consulting director for the DuPage. We were talking about the whole health and wellness, the webinars, and so the infiltration into the community. Have you become, Ann, I always thought you were going to become a great example nationally, that there would be so many others paying big attention. Hey, maybe we're talking to them right now, you know, for what Forward is doing. I would think you must be getting a lot of people looking for, you know, successful ways for their own community.
Absolutely. We've been honored by Robert Wood Johnson Foundation as one of 11 promising practices around the United States. And we're pleased because we have just so many partners, as you mentioned, at the table, the school districts, government entities, our business entities, not-for-profit agencies, and we're all working in partnership to try to change the community and help make improvements and educate others. And
well,
one of
know,
the things you mentioned earlier was working as families and schools. And so all of the webinars I mentioned that are on our website at forwarddupage.org, they're all there for families to engage in during COVID. When you're stuck in home, you can do the activities, you can do the cooking demonstrations, and you can actually get your body healthier during these difficult times.
That's been one of the silver linings, if you could call anything a lining, is the attention. You know, a lot of the guests from all over the world, Ann, that we've had on this past year, nobody is not affected by the COVID-19. And one of the most dramatic of problems is everybody's mental health. This is a very, very big deal. Everybody's really, really paying so much attention to that. Whether you're the parent of a youngster in school, that nightmare, or whether you are, why isn't my son playing in sports, or whether you are, again, the medical community who's, you know, jumping up and down with some of these tremendous challenges. And so the idea of paying attention to health and wellness to being one of our biggest weapons to try to be fighting off the virus is just, you know, very, very smart. And this is why it's not that big of a stretch to understand why obesity is such a nightmare when we're talking about the virus, right?
Exactly, exactly. And again, the body and the mind, they're all connected. So what we encourage people to do is know your BMI, know where you start. You won't know where you're going. And then do the kinds of things that we recommend through our programming and through our webinars. It's sleep. It's mindfulness and stress reduction. It's eating healthy, you know, pushing away the sugars and pushing away the white flours.
Because
there are
of course,
lots of healthy alternatives.
You know, Ed, stress has been times 100 for all of us this past year. Stress has been a nightmare, and people have coped as best they can. Physical activity has always been really, really helpful. You know, I haven't been to the gym in 6-8 months, and I live there, at least in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, it's been such a tremendous challenge. And, again, the importance of eating right. I, on the Sports Doctor, and talk a lot about whether you're the best athlete in the world or a grandmother or whether you're in the middle of your world. I call it the mental game. And again, we're talking about all of those things that you're talking about in order to be able to, you know, cope with or try to enhance the possibility. By the way, everybody, and Ann, you and I spoke about this in the beginning, if we don't get obesity and childhood obesity under control, it will break us financially. Yeah. We can't afford to be dealing with medical problems from 12 years old and up because of the, all of the effects, even physically. We'll see my kid's feet hurt, his knees hurt, his back hurts because of excessive weight. So this is a very, very big deal, and we need to pay big attention, you know, to programs like you're talking about in that regard. So you put together the webinars. People could find out about all of the different programs Forward is involved with. And you've seen good cooperation, right, between, again, medical community, parents' attitudes, the schools, park districts, in paying attention, haven't you? It's a positive outlook.
You know, Dr. Bob, the most important thing in something this complex is to create partnerships so that everybody is working on the same goal. And so with Forward DuPage, we've got them all at the table, and they all understand that they play a role in this. Each individual plays a role with their own family and their own body, and then they play a role with it with their communities.
I think it's some of the magic of the principle of Marchetti Consulting. Again, you're putting together all of these things, which is so important to be able to be a part of working together to try to get somewhere. And I really think that that's something that you've been doing. What is it, 11 years now with Forward?
11 years. 11 years at Forward DuPage. It's been a labor of love. And I, you know, what I say to folks is you've got to be the change you want to see in the world. And so working in partnerships to try to make these things happen, especially in our lower income minority at-risk communities, making sure they have access to these resources. So we've offered them free on our website for anybody to take part in them at forwarddupage.org.
That's such a big deal. Yes. What was that again?
Forwarddupage.org. Forward, DuPage, DuPage.org.
Right, and they'll be able to find out all sorts of information. Again, Ann Marchetti, Marchetti Consulting, Forward of Illinois. Check out that information. We'll definitely keeping you back, coming back every once in a while. We want to be able to watch the progress. We know the gigantic challenges. So thanks so much, Ann, for joining me. Hold on. Everybody will be right back. It's Sports Talk. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. everybody. Welcome back, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things fitness, wellness. I want to welcome Dave Luptak. Dave is the Midwest director. He's the account manager of Hope Services. They feature podiatry and CBD products. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, thank you so much for having me on. I'm a huge fan of your show and honored to be here to talk about CBD today.
Yes, as well as featuring, you know, podiatry products. I've had so many podiatrists on. Of course, I'm a sports podiatry. So the idea of having also that mixture of accessibility for some top products. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows, Dave, that we've been very involved over, gosh, a good 2 years with CBD products. But give us some background on yourself and the Hope Services.
Yeah, sure. So Hope Services was started a little over a decade ago now in Michigan. And we started with a group of doctors, foot and ankle doctors, podiatrists, and what we started doing was we created a group. We created a purchasing group in Michigan, and that kind of expanded onto other states, and now we have over 500 doctors part of our group. What we did is we created contracts with specific companies so that foot and ankle offices can get discounted rates on their needs, whatever their needs may be.
Could be diabetic shoes. It could be other different, kinds of products in order to be able to, you know, group activity, always makes sense when we're talking about whether it's over the counter support systems, previous to custom orthotics, etc. Gosh, 20 years ago, I was trying to get some of these groups to include the rubber bands we wanted to strengthen the feet and ankles. we've come a long way in that regard. And of course, the Sports Doctor is all about the role of the foot in sports, whether you're the best athlete in the world or a grandmother. So again, products and services involving that makes a big difference. And we've seen you guys carry the CBD products. Talk a little bit about your perspectives and what you're carrying. Is it also podiatry oriented?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I mean, that's our niche. You know, you let me go back a second. You mentioned some of our services. So yeah, diabetic shoes through Diafoot. We work with them. The idea with them is that, you know, right now there's a lot of doctors that just have one brand of diabetic shoes, whether it's Dr. Comfort, right? I mean, that's like the most common. But what we do with Diafoot is you can still offer Dr. Comfort to your patients because we carry that brand, but also there's a New Balance, a Brooks, Propay, OrthoFeet. So we've taken a bunch of companies and put them all under one roof, and then we
New Balance locally here was one of our supporters on the show for over 4 years, the great family, the Mirabalis. We're always interested, and again, the world of youth sports, one of the chapters in my book, David, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is youth sports and drugs challenge.
Yeah,
and the whole challenge of pain management and the idea that a natural substance that like CBD, which is all the cannabinoid advantages, like when we were so excited for years about medical marijuana and its ability to reduce discomfort in many instances, its ability to calm down soreness and angriness of tissues. And in our drug culture, being able to pay attention to something that's natural, that, and of course, CBD is all the positives of the medical marijuana world without the THC, without the getting high side. So in sports medicine, in arthritics and older seniors, or in junior sports, you know, the CBD world to help enhance healing or recovery is a big deal, because so many of these kids live on over-the-counter pain medicine.
Yes, yeah, no doubt about it. So in our offices and our doctor's offices, that was one of the things that we were talking about with doctors, is it possible that this CBD could replace, you know, over-the-counter, you know, prescriptions they're taking? A lot of them taking opioids, right? There's a big opioid
problem. Well, we all know, David, the nightmare of the opioid epidemic, and, you know, the whole problem of our you can't turn on your television for 10 minutes without being deluged with drug commercials, some of them being even over-the-counter pain commercials. And a big thrust of a sports doctor is with the Youth Sports Challenge. And Sports Challenge is the tremendous use of over-the-counter pain medicine, even in youth sports, because of overuse injuries and pushing and just maybe being too aggressive and taking medicine. And the ability of, in many instances, the concern with CBD on the sports doctor, David, has been a wild west. CBD is, you know, you can shine your shoes with CBD. So we insist on reputable individuals. I've dealt with many companies who control everything from the growing the product to the kind of testing, so people can be confident that what they think they're using is present, you know, and that's one of the challenges. What's the name of the group that you guys use?
So we're Simplified CBD and Medic CBD.
Okay. And you have topical, you also have oral products, and what kind of supervision does this company have over their whole process, Dave?
Yeah, so we do, you know, all of our batches of oil. We have lab tests that are, you know, done to verify, you know, just the quality of the oil. Actually, on our packaging, you can, you know, scan a little barcode on there, and it'll take you right to the third-party lab results, just ensuring that, you know, our CBD that is out on shelves is of quality. Our topical pain.
Yeah, that's very important. You know, that's very important. And I could see, again, your group. CBD is an example of diabetic shoes on the left, and other companies that you might be involved with that, you know, cater to podiatry. And again, you know, CBD is a gigantic area. So the fact that you have that kind of confidence that the, you know, laboratory and these kinds of situations, because this is, again, one of the biggest challenges that people can rely on, you know, what they're getting. And how effective is it? My experience has been that CBD is almost always helpful. And the big deal is, this is whether we're rubbing it on an area or whether we're having people who might take CBD because they have joint problems or they're looking to maybe enhance recovery, I'm impressed. And I've watched this science over 25 years, very, very closely. The fact that it's safe, Dave, is what is a very, very big deal. What's the website people go find out about you, the CBD, and your products?
Yeah, so our website for our CBD is simplified/cbd.com, and that's all of our CBD line. They can find it on there, simplified/cbd.com.
You know, another big challenge besides quality is usage, where there's all sorts of recommendations on how much, how often. Again, like I said, it's the Wild West, but we're starting to see more and more real, dependable, reputable situations that can let people know how much to take, how to start, that whole kind of a situation. If there are any side effects, I haven't seen them. This is also a very, very big deal. Again, when we're talking about medications or when we're talking about supplements, and I tell sports parents all the time, having your youngster include a good CBD orally product is smart sports medicine. And this is many times what we're talking about, reducing stress. Athletes would say to me over the years, you know, Dr. Wild, boy, we could sleep so much better. Of course, all those years ago, they were all smoking dope in order to get these effects. It was illegal, and they could be suspended, and they would be given opioids. This was incredible irony. Everybody listens to the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, you go to radio shows, you can go back years, who was on, what were the topics, and listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an endless array of articles on all aspects of youth sports medicine, our excitement with the new magazine, MVT, parent.com, all sorts of activity. I can't tell you how many guests I get from LinkedIn and Twitter. We have such followings on those areas. And a lot of action on Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. A lot of great information. We include talking Dave Luptak. He is the Midwest Director, Account Manager of Hope Services, featuring podiatry products. We're talking about their CBD line that he's all excited about. One of the reasons why I invited him on, we really wanted to talk about like what I'm talking about. You probably didn't realize I was going to give you guys such a plug, you know what I mean?
No, it's great. It's great. So I wanted to touch on just a couple things that you said, because it was, I thought it was really key and really important, and I want the listeners to revisit that too. So you talked about, you know, making sure that your product's safe, is effective, that CBD is the wild west right now, and that's exactly why we wanted to bring a good product to people, to podiatry, to youth recovering from sports, whatever it may be. So we vetted, you know, this company with different companies, and we had about you know, a 15 doctors that we did a pilot on here.
Yes, hold that thought, David. David, hold that thought. We are going to pick up with that thought, putting this together. When we get back, everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago, talking a little CBD, and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We are talking with Dave Luptak. We're talking CBD, his group involving podiatry and CBD products, Hope Services. Dave, you were talking about the importance of when you were looking to include CBD into your services, that vetting and paying attention to all these things we've touched on was such an important point. Expand on that.
Yeah, so, you know, what we were seeing is you are 100% right when you said that CBD was the Wild West. You see CBD everywhere. It's in a gas station. They sell it at Family Video. I mean, so our question was, you know, how do people that want to take CBD know what's good? You know, what is quality product from gimmick product where people are just trying to make a buck, you know, because there was a CBD craze. So that's what we did. We wanted to find the best company to provide to our doctors that we could back and say, hey, we have tried this out. Patients have tried it out. We've done a pilot with about 15, 20 doctors.
How long have they been around? Yeah, simplified.
So Hope Services has been around about 10 years. Simplified CBD, we started selling about 3 years ago.
That's fairly recent regarding the craze of the revolution from marijuana to medical marijuana to CBD. This evolution over about 10 years regarding the availability to be able to, again, depend on the products. So they have topical, and what are some of the products that Simplified has that you find podiatry using? The creams?
Yes. Yeah, so our top seller in podiatry is definitely the CBD topical pain cream. After that, it would be our 250 milligram oil. So a lot of practices carry the pain cream with the oil, and patients kind of double dip on that. You know, they'll topically put the pain cream on whatever area is hurting, you know, the heel, something like that. And then they take the CBD oil orally under the tongue, and that gives, you know, the whole body effect, and you're going to get more of the healing effect with the oil.
Well, there have been a lot of diabetics over the years who have sworn by CBD helping them. And again, whether we were talking about pain management or whether we were talking about it as an anti-inflammatory, we found that, and medical, a lot of the testing has found that CBD is as effective as any of them for the most part.
Yeah.
And then the big deal became there's no side effects. It's not a drug. So when we have patients who need to, quote unquote, live on antiarthritic or other even pain pills, then having an option to try some of the oils we've seen are very – it's not magic. It's not necessarily something – might be as effective, might not be as effective, but it's a very, very solid choice. And now most of medicine, podiatry or whatever, is very accepting of the fact that CBD could be part of their overall. Have you found that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole – stigma part of, you know, doctors not being 100% sure. No, I mean, that's one of the biggest things I've noticed over the last few years is just doctors being more willing to say, hey, let's give this a shot to patients. There's no side effects.
For the first year, Dave, you know, for the first X amount of years, the hang up of all of medicine, of all of society was, wait a second, are we going to get high on this? This, you know, getting high, this was a huge, it still is a misconception of many, many people. They don't understand that that part of the marijuana world is not in CBD, but the hundreds of positive effects in many areas, the plant and all of its advantages. So, again, in foot ankle problems, where we see if we have something, you know, people who got their bunions that are hurtful. I have a top figure skater. It's one of my super specialties. And this young adolescent, she's 15 years old, and she's got adolescent bunions. They hurt her. We're hoping to duck surgery for years. And the use of topical CBD has really helped her.
Yeah. no doubt about it. Something else you mentioned was talking about dosing, and that's a huge
yes.
part of, you know, what we do too, is just patient education. You know, I mean, we educate the doctors and talk with them, but then they pass that on to patients just so people understand it more, understand dosing, understand different qualities, stuff like that. We're very big on educating people, because I think if we do that, we can get rid of some of this gimmicky stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
That's just not.
You got to send them the radio show, Dave. You know,
yeah.
then you'll be educating them in so many different ways. Because again, this continues to be, it's why we wanted to have you on. It continues to be something that education is very, very important, as more and more people understand that they can count on the quality of companies that are really involved with all sorts of positive intentions, and that they can then learn more about it and then understand the safety aspects. You know, stress is a gigantic problem for everything. And we've seen great success over the decades. Many individuals feel that the CBD is very, very helpful. Relaxation. Of course, this is all part of recovery when we're
mm-hmm.
dealing, you know, with different kinds of problems. So, you know, somebody might be taking your CBD oil because their heels hurt, because they have various metatarsal problems, and they might realize, gee, you know, my back feels better. So this is sometimes, you know, the education becomes important. Did you give us the website about for simplified CBD, or is it the best place to find out about that, or is it your Hope Services?
Yeah, the simplified/CBD.com that's all of our products on there. CBD, Hope Serve.
And for our podiatry friends who might want to look into what Hope Services is about, what's their site?
Yeah, their site is www.hopeserve.com. And there'll be a list of our different partners from Diafoot, Baco, Medline. One of the nice things about what I do is I don't have to really vomit out a pitch to anybody, because we're kind of the one-stop shop for foot and ankle needs. So I just kind of listen to...
That's a big deal. I think it's a big deal. Dave, I want to thank you. Dave Luptock again, the account manager with the Midwest Director of Hope Services. Simplified CBD. I want to thank you so much for joining us, Dave. We'll get you back. Hold on, Dave. Everybody will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com.
Aviary. We are back live from Chicago. Dr. Bob Weil, this is the sports doctor. I'll tell you, I was just listening to my commercial. Sometimes I forget how good I sound. Anyway, welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment. We preview a couple of upcoming shows. We answer a few emails. Next week, we've got the CEO of BrainScope. Susan Hertzberg is the CEO of BrainScope. This is an exciting technology for the identification of concussion and other kinds of head trauma. And then Rich Dubin, one of our supporters. Rich is the publisher of Lower Extremity View and the very new exciting MVP Parent Magazine the following week. Hey, another one of our supporters with Right Fit, Suzanne Gray, will be returning, talking about their great programs of fitness and wellness. And then Matt Arciola. Matt is the creator of VKTRY Victory, the carbon insoles in so many different sports, at so many different schools. He's a podorthist, so we're going to look forward to following up of the past show we had with his CEO, Steve Wasek. Some emails. Here's an interesting one. Steve says from the Super Bowl, what is Patrick Mahomes' injury? I heard he's having surgery. I think it was today, Steve. Patrick was dealing with, you know, what we call a turf toe. Turf toe could be five different injuries. In this particular case, it was a partial tear of the ligamentous, what's called plantar plate, on the bottom of the big toe joint. And that sometimes is a problem with people as they get older with wear and tear. Other times it's some sort of a traumatic problem. And it does affect your ability to push off. And he's been dealing with this for about 3 weeks. He was so much better, but there was no doubt about it. Towards the end of the game, it was a real problem, especially with all the running around he had to do, and they realized they got to fix it. So it's a concern is the big toe is such a big deal in sports, your push off, your stability, and sometimes these kinds of injuries could plague us. So we're wishing him a full recovery. He should be ready by spring training. Ellen says, are heel spurs surgical? Ellen, almost never are heel spurs, which are a development of bone, usually on the bottom of the heel, where the plantar fascia attaches to the bottom of the heel. And if there's consistent pulling and pressure and traction in that attachment over the years, we could form the bone spur, which can be problematic, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes they're quiet. They don't bother anybody. Acts almost as a bridge between the heel bone and that plantar fascia. Most instances of heel spurs can be controlled conservatively, 9 out of 10 of them, 9.5 out of 10 of them. Proper supports or orthotics may be included with physical therapy, sometimes having to back off our physical activities, sometimes an injection in that area. But unless it's a prolonged problem that almost doesn't respond to anything else, would there be the necessity of removing that heel spur, which can be done, but as a rule, if that's the opinion you get initially, get another opinion, because almost always we can solve that conservatively. Pat said, in the book you talk about, in hashtag Sports Parents, the epidemic, you say with capital letters, of overuse injuries. Could you expand on that? Yeah, Pat, I really can. Over the years, youth sports has become a $20 billion a year business. It's a tremendous business, whether it's high school sports, junior high school sports, club sports, tremendous amount of young athletes playing sports, and the tendency to overdo it, the tendency in so many instances to too aggressive, too much practice, too many games, too much year-round playing,
too much pushing physically and mentally. And I add that and mentally, it's a big deal. The overzealous coach, the overzealous parent. What do you mean you haven't lost that weight? What do you mean your ankle still hurts? So the overuse injuries are what they say. They are often caused by, I call it the terrible twos, doing too much too soon, being too aggressive with your son or daughter's particular sport, whether it's cross country, whether they're a tennis player, whether they're a figure skater, whatever it is. And many times there's a tendency, again, on trying to push through discomfort. I have a chapter in the book. It's called The Challenge of Youth Sports and Drugs. We were just talking about that with my second guest. A tremendous overdoing it of over-the-counter pain medicines, the Advils and the Naprosyns and others, where many times a lot of these youngsters are so used to this being part of playing, they don't think it's medicine, and sometimes we'll say, you know, my daughter, unless she takes two Advil once, twice a day, her knees are killing her in volleyball. Or, you know, he just can't continue to skate. His heels are killing him unless he takes two Advil. That kind of challenge is way out of line in youth sports. So constantly with the great organizations that I have the pleasure to be involved with, MVP Sport Magazine, the iSport 360, the National Alliance of Youth Sports, et cetera, great organizations paying huge attention to that epidemic of overuse injuries, both mentally and physically, at all levels, where we've made so much progress in education for parents, for coaches, for the youngsters themselves, on so many important concepts. My late, great sports psychology friend, Jim Vickery, who shared 3 years with me in the 90s on the radio show, he said, we'd say to parents all the time, don't be a critic. Don't be a critic of your son and daughter's sports. These kinds of mental pressures with competition and the reliance on pain medicine too often. I tell parents, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You're over the line. Without supervision, the idea that we need to back off, we need air. I call it intelligent rest.
1 minute.
So the whole challenge, again, of these youth sports overuse injuries, mentally and physically, we talk about it all the time. We will continue to in all of our future episodes of The Sports Doctor. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Again, stay safe and stay educated. And thanks to BBS Radio. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks.